This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One deadly news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a street evangelist attacked by the mob, but he still remains dedicated to preaching the gospel. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
In the strange era of COVID-19 forcing political conventions to be virtual and multi-site, protesters have also spread out to shout their counter-message on the streets. One of the cities that hosted parts of the Republican National Convention was Charlotte, North Carolina. Sam Bethea decided to take a message to the streets of Charlotte that was not one of political rhetoric or protest. His sign simply said, "Jesus saves." Bethia has been regularly sharing the gospel on the streets of his city since Jesus turned his life around. His previous life was constantly going in and out of jail, but his life now is trying to keep people out of hell. In an interview with podcaster Tiffany Lewis, he said that, "Most people think of me as a street preacher, but I am really not preaching on the streets, so to say. I'm more so declaring and proclaiming a simple message. Jesus loves you. Jesus saves. The King is coming. John 3:16. Something simple because of the rat race that we live in. I like to say what I do is street evangelism, street ministry." As he was proclaiming his message of Jesus loves you, violent protesters were adamantly against his cause, so they started spraying him with silly string, throwing all-purpose flour, oil, and glitter at him while mocking him for sharing the gospel. He commented about his soiled clothes that, "It's got flour, it's got soda, it's got juice. As you can see, they flour bond me, throwing glitter in my eyes. I just thank God they didn't get it in my eyes." Bethia explained his purpose to a local TV station that, "I do it because God called me to the streets," and that he has shown up for every single demonstration in uptown Charlotte since he began spreading his faith-filled message on the streets 6 years ago. Protesters argued that him sharing the gospel during a protest against the Trump administration is nothing more than a distraction. He said that, "They have the right to say what they want to say within the bounds of the law, just as I do," and that he is not going to stop. A picture of Sam with his Jesus Saves sign covered in silly string, oil, flour, and glitter went viral on Facebook with the caption calling for people to pray for Sam. We need more people like Sam who will risk and even endure being spit on, mocked, ridiculed, and sometimes even attacked for the gospel to stand up for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.